Continuity of operations is really driven first at the national level. If something happened in Washington, D.C., how could you continue the function of the federal government, putting the provisions in place for the continuity of government?
So in this...
And then continuity of operations is the next level under that.
Okay.
You've got the people that are going to replace those that something has happened to. Continuity of operations then becomes more what happens in regards to the facilities that are no longer usable. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working that since the spring and went back for the interagency exercise this year where all of the executive branch of the government was involved and observed both the Department of Energy and the NNNSA portion of that. Worked a little bit on the early stage of the week, just understanding what was happening, the people involved, then observed the actual process, and then followed up with the evaluations of the performance of the two organizations, set in those sessions. And, I was fortunate because they allowed me to essentially go anywhere at the relocation site for NNSA and DOE. And so we would observe what was happening in the emergency operations center, go over to security, observe what was happening there, go up, and the individual who was filling in for the secretary or the administrator for NNSA set in on his briefing, see what information was getting through the filters to him, and it was really fascinating because I thought the NNSA portion ran relatively smooth, but they are used to these kinds of things, and they have the backup center there at another location other than downtown Washington. It's routinely exercised, and for them it was nothing unusual.